not to meddle with other people's affairs, and not to be ready to listen to slander. 6. From Diognetus, not to busy myself about trifling things, and not to give credit to what was said by miracle workers and jugglers about incantations and the driving away of demons and such things, and not to breed quails for fighting, nor to give myself up passionately to such things, and to endure freedom of speech, and to have become intimate with philosophy, and to have been a hearer, first of Bacchius, then of Tandarsis and Marcianus, and to have written dialogues in my youth, and to have desired a plank bed and skin, and whatever else of the kind belongs to the Grecian discipline. 7. From Rusticus I received the impression that my character required improvement and discipline, and from him I learned not to be led astray to sophistic emulation, nor to writing on speculative matters, nor to delivering little hortatory orations, nor showing myself off as a man who practices much discipline, or does benevolent acts in order to make a display, and to abstain from rhetoric and poetry and fine writing, and not to walk about in the house in my outdoor dress, nor to do other things of the kind, and to write my letters with simplicity, like the letter which Rusticus wrote from Sinuessa to my mother. And with respect to those who have offended me by words or done me wrong, to be easily disposed to be pacified and reconciled as soon as they have shown a readiness to be reconciled, and to read carefully, and not to be satisfied with a superficial understanding of a book, nor hastily to give my assent to those who talk overmuch, and I am indebted to him for being acquainted with the discourses of Epictetus, which he communicated to me out of his own collection. 8. From Apollonius I learned freedom of will and undeviating steadfastness of purpose, and to look to nothing else, not even for a moment, except to reason, and to be always the same, in sharp pains, on the occasion of the loss of a child, and in long illness, and to see clearly, in a living example, that the same man can be both most resolute and yielding, and not peevish in giving his instruction, and to have had before my eyes a man who clearly considered his experience and his skill in expanding philosophical principles as the smallest of his merits. And from him I learned how to receive from friends what are esteemed favours, without being either humbled by them or letting them pass unnoticed. 9. From Sextus, a benevolent disposition, and the example of a family governed in a fatherly manner, and the idea of living conformably to nature, and gravity without affection, and to look carefully after the interests of friends, and to tolerate ignorant persons and those who form opinions without consideration. He had the power of readily accommodating himself to all, so that intercourse with him was more agreeable than any flattery, and at the same time he was most highly venerated by those who associated with him, and he had the faculty both of discovering and ordering, in an intelligent and methodical way, the principles necessary for life, and he never showed anger or any other passion, but was entirely free from passion, and also most affectionate. And he could express approbation without noisy display, and he possessed much knowledge without ostentation. 10. From Alexander the Grammarian, to refrain from fault-finding, and not in a reproachful way to chide those who uttered any barbarous or solipsistic or strange-sounding expression, but dexterously to introduce the very expression which ought to have been used, and in the way of giving answer, or giving confirmation, or joining in an inquiry about the thing itself, not about the word, or by some other fit suggestion. 11. From Fronto I learned